I can't get there without a master gravy man. If you don't, it's fine. Just don't get mad at me for the gravy. As long as you're just at, everybody thinks different things. Like, there's certain things that I believe that I'm always open for more gravy and stuff. The nuclear bomb hoax story, the nuclear bomb story is so bad. You know, everything from Oppenheimer to the test areas to the fact that there's never detectable radiation. Hiroshima and Nagasaki were reported as firebombs. You know, the New York Times was the only media allowed to report during it for 3 months, penalty of death if anyone else reported it. And it was one hat, one Lithuanian hat. It worked for the War Department. So all the reports in Japan were that it was firebombings, just like they've been doing forever. There was no residual radiation. The physics is all off, or all off. They've never been used again. All the test sites have no radiation. The radiation thing doesn't even make sense. You know, the Manhattan Project was one of the biggest cash scams in the history of the world. Oppenheimer is one of the most obvious wizard retards ever. It's like none of it works. And if you really think about it, how much fear has come from nuclear bombs and no one ever dies of them? It's like AR-15s on steroids. It's like there's no radiation. Like if like Hiroshima and Nagasaki, at no point did any living organisms have to leave because of radiation. And so what bomb in the history of the world has, or what weapon has been used once, everyone's like, this is too good. And then no one uses it again. And then, so why would they do it? Because it's world domination. If two men are sitting at a table and one says, I have a gun under the table, don't move. And the other says, I have a gun too. They just sit there. And so that's it. And then it becomes this weird Masonic initiation where, oh, this country's now nuclear, which means you can't invade them because I think it has way more to do with currency. But it's fine. It's not, you know, it's not a friendship ending gravy session. It's just, if you think nukes are real, just tell me why. Tell me what your evidence is. Tell me how, because when you look at why Japan surrendered, it was a lie. They surrendered because Russia invaded Manchuria 72 hours after the second atomic bomb. Those bomb, quote unquote, those bombs, the bombings were like 17th. And like 21st, as far as city destruction, it wasn't even close. So that's it. And I'm not saying that there, I think there's weapons that exist that are terrifying, like directed energy weapons that can create crazy fires. So I'm not saying that like there isn't such a thing as crazy weapons, but that's why I don't believe in nuclear bombs at all, because it's fear porn. There's no radiation. The physics is horrible behind it. All the testing, the Bikini Atoll is the only place where it's like, oh, you can't go for thousands of years. Just so happens to be a little tiny bit of sand that you're legally not allowed to go to. I guarantee if you went there, it'd be fine. Hiroshima, what was it? What was the meltdown in Ukraine or whatever? It was 1986, I think. My brain's a little fried. So much gravy. Oppenheimer looked like a scripted alien. Yeah. MOABs are scarier than nukes. Yeah, well, it's just a really effective bomb. The reason nukes are a great psychological fear porn tool is because they say it'll make the land uninhabitable for 100,000 years. It'll poison the rivers and blacken the skies. The nuclear holocaust for the entire world, the globe. Cannot grow food anymore. That whole, oh, Chernobyl, yeah, that whole apocalyptic, the government can push a button and everyone dies forever is way different than a MOAB. A MOAB is like, that can fuck you up, but it's still a bomb. It's not universal poison. Chernobyl melted down. They're like, this land cannot be inhabited for 1 million years. What have we done? You know, and the whole fear porn behind it is create this notion that humans are viruses on the earth when we're made in love from God. We're the shepherds. And there was a group of women that never left, and they're fine. It's like now it's like a natural wildlife preserve. Like, and now scientists are such idiots that they're like, not idiots, but they don't see reality, a lot of them. They're like, it turns out radiation is very, very good for diverse wildlife. It's like, or, I wonder whatever happened to the neutron bombs. I don't know, but those sound like gravy. That sounds like there's a little bit of the directed energy technology was revealed in neutron. Neutron bombs are saying that non-charged particles, neutrons, not protons or electrons, neutrons could pass through, infrastructure and vaporize people, so it would leave all the infrastructure and all the people would be gone. Yeah, that's a genocide that's more effective. It's called destroying the family, the atomic family, the nuclear family, right? If you want to kill a bunch of people and leave all the buildings standing, convince them all not to have children because there's nuclear bombs. You see how the magic trick works? There's truth in it, but it's not what you think it is. Michael Savage told me the neutron bomb. Well, neutron bomb sounds interesting. It sounds a little bit like directed energy where you can have something that vaporizes organisms but doesn't. But the takeaway is there isn't weapons that just make everything poison for a million years. That's not real. And so when you understand that, it's way less scary because it's still like contained to an area. Stanley Kubrick taught me all I need to know about nuclear bombs. Space Mouse made my sister start crying. I felt bad. Well, just, you know, it's good. It's good for your sister. BB, there is a Beyond Graveled film called Lucy in the Sky with diamonds about a lady who suffered from PTSD after a space mission. Yeah, I mean, sounds crazy.